There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of Yahweh came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Yeshua said, as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Are we living in the last days, similar to the days of Noah? Listen in as Bonnie Harvey interviews L.A. Marzulli and find out.
Everyone, to another edition of Days of Noah. Are the days upon us on my soul? With me, of course, special guest, very special guest, L.A. Marzulli. Welcome to the show, L.A.
Hey, great to be here, Bonnie, as always.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, everyone out there, for being with us. And L.A. is galloping along as he usually does. He's going to do a taping at noontime, so we have to get right on to this. And you are publishing for the first time someone else's book. Her name is Vicki Jo Anderson, and on a very kind of obscure. I have had no dealing with it, but I think everybody, either in the church or in the Messianic community, they need to know this information. This problem exists, what it is, what to do about it, and how to avoid it. And, you know, I think from my perspective, we are about to enter the days of the harvest. And exactly with whom, on what spiritual level, good or bad, we will encounter people we don't know, but we need to be spiritually prepared and we need to be studied up so that the Lord can work through us. So that being said, let's launch. The book is They Only Come Out at Night. Very provocative title. L.A., how did this come about?
Well, first of all, Vicki Jo Anderson, not Joe, but let's just get that straight.
No worries.
Vicki Jo Anderson. I saw Vicki at several conferences through the years and, made an acquaintance with her. And one thing led to another. We were actually at a lunch at Hear the Watchman conference in Dallas. Vicki and her father were sitting at the table that I was kind of hosting. We were just eating a lunch and chit-chatting, and one thing led to another, and Vicki said, you know, I've been thinking of writing a book about on sleep paralysis. And I said, well, Vicki, that's a great idea, because I don't think there's anything out there like that, and I've experienced it once, don't want to experience again. And I said, you know, if you're interested, I will consider publishing it. Well, one thing led to another, and she wrote a very voluminous first edition, rough draft, which we immediately parsed down because it was encyclopedic. It was like, well, there's so much information here. You got five books, so let's just talk about this. We made a couple of suggestions to have people who had real life testimonies.
Who is working with you in that editing process?
Sonda Allen was our editor. Once we got the book kind of roughed out where we wanted it, then Sonda took it from there. Uh-huh. But Vicki and I, you know, worked through, the idea of getting firsthand people that have experienced sleep paralysis to write their testimony, which is now included in the book. Also, at the end of each chapter, because it's a very dark subject, so at the end of each chapter, Vicki has a time of prayer and refreshing and contemplative prayer and just what we just read and that type of stuff. It's a great book. She's a gifted writer. We're really proud to be publishing it. We'll get books next week. I think next Tuesday is when we actually get them, and we'll be shipping them out pronto. So we're excited. It's our first book that we published other than my own books, yeah, Under Spiral of Life. And I just find it interesting how the Lord had me step down from Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural Report, which I've been doing for, I don't know, 8 years, something like that. And we stepped down from that. And in the meantime, we started this other ministry called Supernatural Confrontations, that show. And that show has taken off like crazy.
Yeah, you have more subscribers every time I go to your YouTube channel. You can go to YouTube and then search LA Supernatural Encounters. And LA, this book, I just bought five copies, so we can sit around Sukkot. And we can read this after we pray for protection. But anyway, I don't know how many people are coming. We can pass it around. Well, I mean, we spend a little over 8 days together. So we have time. I after listening to four installments of Vicky Joy with LA, I just thought, you know, this woman is too informed to be missed. I have to get this. So, and people can get the book. Please go to lamarzulli.net. And, you know, I think it's in your store. I had to press the search button to find it because it's not on the front page. So press the search button, and I typed in, "They only come out at night." Ominous title. Here, and it popped up. And I expect them in the mail in a couple of weeks. Critical book. Anything more before we launch into what this is and how people can get it?
Well, I mean, the best place to get it is lamarzulli.net. Also, VickyJoyAnderson.com. That's another place to get it. But it's all coming from our warehouse, and we're doing all the shipping for her also.
I see.
That's kind of what we do. So it's, again, we're really very proud to publish it, and we feel honored to publish it. And, you know, the Lord's all over this, so he's, branching us out in places that I never thought we would be doing, but here we are, we're doing it. And I know there's other authors out there that will probably, once word gets around, they'll want to submit a manuscript, and we will go for there. We're looking for a stable at this point of people that are writing about the supernatural and tackling topics that nobody else will cover. And certainly, yeah, Vicky Joy Anderson fills that bill to the nines.
You know, the fact that Father is directing you to do this, L.A., it portends what the Lord's people are going to face in the future. The Lord does not do things hazardly or haphazardly or nilly-willy. He's seeing a lack, and he knows the guy to whom he can go, somebody that understands, and also somebody that will do it. But everyone, this is a portent for our future. Please be sure. Read her book. Read scripture. Read, there are other books out there of people who have dabbled in, you know, but ask Father before you buy anything. Ask Father if you should do it, because there's a lot of snares out there. Sleep paralysis. You know, it seems like when you sleep, you naturally don't move. And the deeper your sleep, the more you don't move. So how does sleep paralysis differ from the natural cycles of sleep?
Well, what happened to me, and it happens to many, many people, it's classic, when people are awakened, so they're asleep, but they're awakened, and they realize that there's something incredibly evil in the room or next to them. When my sleep paralysis experience happened years ago, probably about 20 years ago, and I'll never forget it. I mean, I awakened. I was paralyzed. I could not move. There was something in the room. It was incredibly evil. It had one intention, basically kill me. It hated me. It was just, viscerally evil. Just the presence of evil permeated everything. I lay in bed terrified. I couldn't think. I couldn't speak. My mouth was locked, paralyzed, everything. I finally was able to think the name of Jesus and then finally speak it about 30 seconds later. And when I did that, it broke the thing, and it was gone. But I never forgot it, and it was very traumatic. Vicky Joy, on the other hand, has had this from a very early age, and it was ongoing, which led her to really do a deep dive on the research and try to figure out, why is this happening to me? And of course, that's when she realized that she needed to write the book. So it's amazing how Father will use situations in our life.
Yes.
In preparation for ministry. And that's exactly the case with Vicki.
Yes. Well, where we've been, it's not where we're going, but it's part of our educational process, either for good or for bad, you know, depends on what we make of it, for the edification of others who might be in the same pit and not know the way out.
Exactly.
Indeed, indeed. Well, tell us about Vicki Joy. Now, she has had these experiences since childhood, and she is... let me see. She's what, 50 now?
Yeah, about 50. Correct.
Does she still have these experiences?
She hadn't had one in a while, and then there was like she talks about this in the book Threshold Covenants. It's almost vampiric in a way, in the sense that if you look at the old vampire movies or you read Dracula, which I did when I was a kid, and it just scared the heck out of me. I used to sleep I was Catholic, so I used to sleep with a crucifix on Dracula as I was reading it. But the Threshold Covenant is, and it's the same thing today. Everything in the astral realm it's all legalistic, and they have to have permission to enter. Just like Dracula, he can't cross the threshold unless he has permission. Threshold Covenants, and these entities will try to trick you into allowing them in. You can jump from that to the Black Eyed Kids, which we covered in our Watchers series with David Weberly. And it's the same thing. You knock on the door, you see these kids are dressed kind of odd and funny. Can we come in? Well, what do you kids want? Is it food time yet? Can we come in? This won't take long. Let us in. I mean, that was the title of the Watchers show, the DVD, Let Us In. That's what they do. And they have to have permission. Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with Vicki. She was in a dream, but it really wasn't a dream. And she was being asked, you know, give us permission, let us in.
Whoa.
And she realized it in the dream, which wasn't a dream. And she just said, no way, no way, get out of here. And she broke the whole thing. So, you know, they're tricksters.
Right. The people will open the door not knowing what they're opening up. Do you think every media maker of the occult knows what he's doing in the demonic realm?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Everybody from Steven Spielberg to, you know, the Disney movies.
Yeah, there's an agenda.
Yeah.
There's an agenda. They know who it is, whom they serve. They revel in it, and they're given power. They're given prestige. We did an interview with a woman on Supernatural Confrontation, and her name is the title of this show. Let me just get it here real quick. Hold on. Give me a second, Bonnie. It's worth. Here we go.
Okay.
So. This was, where is she? Oh, it's in the other file. Duh. Thank you for your patience, everybody.
Hey, you know, it would probably, when he finds it, I'm going to go there and look at it because I haven't watched them all. He's a prolific producer here.
Well, praise Father for that. But it's
yes, Suzanne. Praise Father. Father and knows to whom he can go.
And Suzanne... is an actress, and she was up and coming, and I've heard this before, up and coming, and it was on this one show with two or three other actors, actresses, and she told me, if I told you their names, you would know them instantly, and this very handsome man appeared in the room, and she said, on record, this is, I think we published it in June, we entitled it The World for Your Soul, or, you know, the Satanic Bargain, something like that. And this man, was the most handsomest man she'd ever seen. I mean, just incredibly handsome. And he offered her eternal youth, fame, fortune, the whole thing. All she had to do was say yes. And she could feel the answer being pulled out of her. She feel her mouth saying, yeah, like that. And she said, no, no. And the man disappeared.
Whoa.
But the other actors and actresses on the show, they went on to become extremely famous.
Whoa. Whoa. Well, that's it. You make a pact with Satan and he will promote you in this world.
Look at, you know, Katy Perry joked about that, right?
Yes.
Katy Perry joked, oh, I sold my soul to the devil. Well, you know, Katy Perry, and I with all due respect, I am a musician. I'm classically trained. I did the whole rock and roll thing here, trying to make it big before I was a Christian. I was a worship leader for 25 years. I'm about to record my original piano compositions. But then you get songs, and I'll just name them, like Gyra, which in my opinion has an anointing all over it. I Raise a Hallelujah, a total anointing in my opinion all over it. Carrie Joby's, the Revelation song, totally anointed. I mean, there's songs out there that Father has just put his spirit all over, and we know them. But then there's a lot of mediocrity out there that just it's there, and you listen to Christian radio, and you know you listen to like 10 seconds of it, and you go next and turn it off. But I'm a musical snob, and I'll admit that I am a musical snob. But I know, in my opinion, and I'll be 72, so I've been around a lot, right? And when something has got God's spirit on it, the spirit in me leaps because of what. Like I Raise a Hallelujah. That song is incredible. It was written for a little boy who had cancer and would look like he was going to die. And this husband and wife team wrote the song. And I actually sing that every night at 3 o'clock in the morning. I worship the Lord with it, with my hands raised, and the Holy Spirit shows up. So there you go.
Wow. And Vicky said that 3 o'clock in the morning, or what is that? The fourth watch in Scripture is the opening call for this phenomenon, this sleep paralysis. Yeah. You know, as I was going through Vicky's four interviews, I couldn't help but remember that I had read that a meta tester, I think for BBC, said that she went into the metaverse and she was, at first she said groped, but in later explaining it, she said gang raped. And that reminded me a lot. I mean, she could feel it.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot of what Vicky was saying concerning, you can feel the encounters if you, as she said, if you allow them, if you participate in this. And at some point, you do give up and say, oh, okay, evidently. So I wonder if a meta is not a... I guess there's a... I don't go there. I'm not on Facebook. I think the whole thing is evil. If you don't, I understand in Meta, you can click off the touch link, but this tester for BBC said, I walked in and I was immediately attacked. I had no chance to investigate the controls or to click it. So I wonder if that's not another form of... of demonic infestation of humans.
They are, there's not always, but much of the time, there's a sexual component to all of this. It's always, which is what they do. I mean, that's it's perverse. It's the sexual dynamic that's there. We are sexual beings. We are. It's not talked about in church, but we are sexual beings.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Absolutely. I think it is the closest to the deep soul. And that's why that's why he went for it in the garden. Satan, this is when they were, because Eve later on said, I was seduced. And why didn't Adam speak up? Adam was in la-la land, in an arousal state.
Oh, well.
And I think that when Satan found, he found the freeway into the defilement of man, which is a legal entry, and the path to how to disarm the brain. And he has operated on that discovery for 6,000 years. That's
And that's why as Christians, as born again and spirit filled, we go to Ephesians 6 and we put on that armor every single day.
That's
sometimes two or three times during a day. And we remind ourselves, Lord, Father's been taking me to back to Exodus 13:14. I'm reading this book about stillness, and I've been talking about this for quite some time, just sitting in front of the Lord and not saying anything. Not just shut up, sit down and listen, you know, type of a thing. So Exodus 14, verse 13, stand and be still and watch the salvation of the Lord, which he will, what's the word I'm looking for? Hold on. Accomplish for you. The Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. Yehovah will fight for you and you will hold your peace. And that's just an amazing scripture. And Father has given me that to memorize. And, you know, you'd say, well, that's only a couple of lines, L.A. It's taken me 2 weeks to memorize that. And I still can't rattle it off. Why? Because whatever is going on, he'll have me look at it and turn it over and over and over and over and over and put it down into my spirit, man, where it just then it's there and it's mine. You know, stand still and see the salvation of Yehovah.
Yes.
Stand still and see the salvation of Yehovah.
Did Vicki ever figure out why she was so bothered, I think from the age of 2.5 years old?
She was born with a disease. I forget the name of it. And so she was operated on. She had countless operations. And that... that in itself is an open, that's trauma.
Was there a doctor, a physician, someone with that entry into the bottom, into the body, via surgery, that, you know, had put something in here or,
I've never asked her that. I don't know. I just know that it traumatized her deeply and that's when it began. But she, you know, she sought answers all of her life
and finally
got the victory. It just, you know, it's amazing how we all go through spiritual boot camp, supernatural boot camp, and I call it spending time on the anvil in the forge of the Most High God.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
El Elyon. So we all spend time. I mean, people don't understand the idea of becoming born again and spirit filled.
Yes.
Yes, it's joyful on some level. I get that.
Yeah.
And Father can fill us with his peace, and all of a sudden our behavior begins to change. But what has to happen is we spend time in his forge on that anvil, and he eats us up and pounds the divine daylights out of us. And that's just part of the process. And it's uncomfortable. It's very, very uncomfortable. And it's for a season. And it doesn't last forever. And once we're pounded into that new shape, then he begins to use us. Just like, you know, going back.
Until the next pounding.
Until the next pounding, you know.
Yeah.
We have to take every thought accountable. We have to walk circumspectly. We have to realize that these are the days of Noah.
Yeah.
And that what we're looking at is evil is called good and good is called evil. And this is fulfilling the biblical prophetic narrative.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, L.A. We are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. Once again, the book, They Only Come Out at Night, available lamarzulli.net. No spaces in there, all one word. And once again, thank you so much, L.A.